welcome back to our coverage of the 2018 edition of the Dual Donegal International Rally. We've had big headlines today already with the likes of Declan Boyes, Kieran McGinnock-Gala, Darren Gascoigne off in Cairn Hill. Gary Jennings been fastest for most of the day, and unfortunately the most latest one involves Gary Jennings as well. Himself and Rory having an off in Garton. Both Gary and Rory are okay. They're out off the car, but it seems to have been a big off in there in Garton for the Fermanagh-Donegal partnership, but the main thing is both are okay. But the disappointing side of it is, having put up a fight to the defending champions Manus Kelly and Donal Barrett, their rally is now ended, and it means Manus is in total control of this event, where he has an advantage of 1 minute and 39.8 seconds over the chasing pack, and that chasing pack is R5s, because there's no more WR machinery left apart from Manus's car in the fight at the front. I've got the great Andrew Nesbitt, record six-time winner of the Donegal International Rally, joining me at the end of the Trento stage as we wait the cars to come off. The course cars and the officials are just coming through at the moment. There's always high drama, so there is, Andrew, and Donegal, particularly on the Saturday. How long a day it is. It's a pressure environment in the car. There's pressure around service. Things happen. Crews tend to crack. Unfortunately, it was Gary's turn this time, and the off and Garton means there's going to be no more battle at the front. There's always high drama in it, but again, it's Manus and Donal that's there at the head of the field.
Yeah, the two Donegal guys, once again, they've lined themselves up nicely for three in a row, and you know, it's a great race. But unfortunately, yesterday, Donnikelly dropping out, today Young Gas, now Gary Jennings. We need the World Rally cars at the front. We probably need another 10 World Rally cars to come to all of these internationals to make it really a spectacular event. However, we're down to one World Rally car is left, and it's Manus. And we're back to the R5s. Now, when you look at the R5s, there are four of them all lined up. The two Moffats, and they're all, you know, there's four cars there, and any one of those guys could win this event if anything happens, Manus. Now, tonight, it's going to rain again. But I'm just after checking the weather. It's going to be overcast, cloudy, but I don't think there's going to be rain. That's the only chance that the R5s have of beating Manus now, in the wet.
Right. Well, listen, Manus is now in a situation where he had to go with 9 tenths or 10 tenths when the fight was on with Gary earlier today. The scenario is now in play where he's got an advantage of over a minute and a half. What would your advice be to Manus, Kelly? What does he have to do now to see this out?
Yeah, well, I'm just after speaking to Manus. He came out of that last stage, and I called him over. I said, Manus, now what you have to do to win this event is slow down, but only by a quarter of a second a mile. Now, that doesn't sound an awful lot, but it's enough to pace yourself. As I said to you last week, it'll bring his pace back from 100% effort, which he was doing between him and Rory and Gary Jennings earlier on there. It'll bring him back to the 95% rule, maybe 90. So he will then start pacing himself between 90% and 95% of his ability, and if he does that, he will win this rally. However, the weather is still to be played with. Yeah.
We've seen Declan Boyle as well. I don't want to put any hoodoo on Manus or anything, but at the end of the day, these things are machines, and at times machines fail, and we've seen that with Declan Boyle earlier today as well at Nargala.
Absolutely. Look, it's no better than myself. I run out of petrol in Killarney one year. I thought I had the rally one in the bag. I was racing Stephen Finlay and Rory Kennedy, as it so happened at the time. We were leading by 1.5 minutes. Guess what? We run out of petrol, and we were parked up and lost the rally. So many things can happen in international rallying.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it's Manus's rally now at this stage. He's in total control of it, going for three in a row to join an elite group of men who have won it three times. Cahill, three in a row, that is. Cahill Curley, Ronan Morgan and Billy Coleman are the only men to win the Donegal International three times. Donal and Manus looking to get their names on that list as well. You've won it six times. There's big stages to come tomorrow. Give us your thoughts now on the stages tomorrow. They are classics. They're Fannett. They're Atlantic Drive. They're Glen. They're stages that you love. What are the competitors set to visit and expect tomorrow?
Well, it's, you know, High Glen, Low Glen. I love that stage. It's absolutely brilliant. You're always fit to take a half a second a mile, maybe even three quarters of a second off some of the competitors. I love that stage. Really, really fast. You get her into sixth gear, you get her up to 128, 130 mile an hour, and keep her at it. Manus car is fit to do that. However, he's going to apply the rule that he and I've talked about, and he'll slow down a little bit. So, you know, that's where we're at. He now needs to pace himself and make sure there's little rocks in there. he needs to make sure he doesn't touch any of them. Is
that a hard thing to do, is to pace yourself in running? Because you're a rally driver, you want to be on the edge but control your car at the same time. But if you're taking your percentages back, is a lot of them find that hard to do?
They do find that hard to do. But you know what? If they're really competitive in their own mind, which they are, they will start racing against themselves. He will now say, I want to enjoy the rest of this rally, and I want to drive it, and I want to wear the tires off this car, and I really want to give a spectacle to all the spectators. And he will do that. Now, he will only be a quarter of a second mile slower than he should be, but it's still going to be a spectacle.
Yeah. Did you manage to see any of the national event today? The Mark IIs are always brilliant. These Darians are fantastic as well. Ian Barrett, the rally sponsor with Jule, is out in front having a big battle with Kevin Gallagher, and then it's just escort after that. And these guys still, they come in and they put on a performance, so they do, and the fans love it.
Yes, you know what, they're absolutely special cars, but you know what, I would not get into one of those cars. The Mark II Escorts, yes.
Why not?
Because it scares me a little bit. They're just lightweight. I see it like an aircraft taking off in Aldergrove. I just don't want to get into it. And today it lifted off one of the jumps, and the nose of it went up in the air, and then it landed. And I'm going, what is going on here? I do not want to ever get into one of those cars. In fact, my son, Graham, said to me, he says, I will never get into one of those cars. But I think he's looking to get an R5 or a World Rally car going soon.
Yeah. Well, and I'm sure you're going to help him out with that, are you?
No, he's going to help himself. he's of the ripe old age now. He can earn his own money, so good luck to him with that.
Right. And tell me, does he have your talent as a driver?
We are within 0.1 of a second at the dinner table last Christmas. So who won? I think maybe I cheated the time clock by 0.1 second. So I think they're all pretty good.